to mother. My mom said it to him. Maybe they have to talk to him when he found out.
Say, Percy, who's that professor making eyes at Professor Squirrel?
Over there, Professor Snape heading Slytherin House.
What did he teach?
Potions, but everyone knows it's the dark art he fancies. He's been after squirrels not for years.
Hello! Grab a glass of orange juice, because this must be Hot Chick Gavin.
If we were late.
That was bloody brilliant.
Well, think of it as assessment, Mr. Weasley. Perhaps it'd be more useful if I were transmitted myth to self from it from Mrs. Foster's pocket watch. That very way the mother of you would be on time.
Will we go along?
Then may have some pep. I trust you don't need one to find your feet.
No foolish wand-waving or silly incantations in this class. As such, I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is potion-making. However, for those select few who possess the predisposition, I can teach you how to bewitch the mind and ensnare the senses. I can tell you how to bottle fame, brew glory, and even put your stopper in death. Then again, maybe someone here is already really smart at potions and would want to hang out and be my friend.
I'm trying to compliment you.
Oh, seriously? So, hey, Mr. Potter, you probably know how to mix the potions. Why don't you tell everyone what you would get if you mix some asphodel with some wormwood?
I don't know.
That's okay. Where would you find a beeswort?
I don't know. What do you want from me?
Well, how do you prepare your assets for post-production when you've enoughly shot your whole movie with variable frame rate?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking nerd.
I am Rabbit Halfing Up. Turn this water into rum. I am Rabbit Halfing Up.
What's Venus trying to do to that cup of water?
Turn it to rum. I am Rabbit.
He tries to do it every morning to put it in his coffee and tip.
Oh, the mail's here.
About those. When the smoke turns red, it means you've forgotten something.
You know, the problem is, I can't remember what I'm proposing.
Hey, Ron, somebody broke into Dingus. Look.
Believed to be the work of dark wizards or witches unknown, Dingus' little bankers, while acknowledging the breach, insist it's none of your business? The vault in question, number 713, had in fact been emptied earlier that same day.
That's odd. That's the vault Hagrid and I went to.
Good afternoon, Cass.
Good afternoon, Mando.
Welcome to your first flying lesson. Well, what are you waiting for? Everyone step up to the left side of your broomstick. Come on now, hurry up. Stick your right hand over the broom and say, quit feeling.
Shut up, Harry.
Now, once you've got hold of your broom, I want you to mount it. Grip it tight. Don't watch you sliding off the end. When I blow my whistle, I want each of you to kick off from the ground hard. Keep your broom steady, hover for a moment, then lean slightly and touch back down. On my whistle. Mr. Longbottom. Come back down this instant.
Okay. Okay, up you go, okay. Everyone's to keep their feet firmly on the ground while I take Mr. Longhossom to the Buttable Wing. Understand? If I see a single broom in the air, the one riding it will find themselves out of Hogwarts before they can say quit it. Did you see his face? Maybe the fat lump had given this a squeeze. He'd have remembered the fall on his fat ass.
Give it to you, Malfoy.
No. I think I'll do Longbottom to fine.